Blog Talk Radio. In the sweet light of the morning, when the sun begins to rise, I was awakened by some singing. The birds are just flying by. Now they were telling one another, today will be a good day.
Good morning, good morning. Today is going to be a good day. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for waking up this morning. And today I am speaking with, illustrious, amazing, fantastic, sensational. There's so many words I could use. Blue Note recording artist Diane Reeves. She has won close to four Grammys. She won three in a row. It's just absolutely amazing. She's worked with Wynton Marcellus. She's working currently. George Duke produced her current album, When You Know. She's worked with Harry Belafonte.
With her
Oh, yes, with my cousin.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's just been a lifelong journey of working with really wonderful people.
So what started on this road? You worked with your family when you were young. I mean, did you always know you were going to be a singer?
You know, I didn't really get serious about singing or music or anything till junior high school, which was a really good age because junior high is so confusing, you know. And I found something that I really loved and something that, you know, kind of made that empowered me. So I went with it.
So now you went over to Los Angeles in the 70s. I mean, how did you make that trek? I mean, what gave you the strength? Like, yeah, I can do it. You know how many people go out to L.A. thinking they're going to make it? And what gave you the strength to do that?
Well, you know, it's so funny. One of the reasons I went to Los Angeles is because at that time, you know, three of the founding members of Earth, Wind, and Fire are from Denver. Philip and Larry Dunn. Philip Bailey, Larry Dunn, and Andrew Woolfolk. And so you know, I used to see Philip a lot in town playing with his group. He's just a little older than me, but I would go to, you know, to, like, he would open up all the big concerts here, his group. And so when they moved out and Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, they were, like, throwing down that beautiful music going on. They wanted to reach back, all of them, you know, wanted to reach back in their communities and bring talent that was there. And so I didn't know Philip then. I just knew who he was, but I knew friends of his, and they told him, you should get Diane. So we went. I ended up out in Los Angeles to start a group called Free Life that never got off the ground but got me to L.A.
Well, that's great because I'm so happy that you did make that choice and you got supported. Now, you talk a lot in interviews about your family and the music and your family. Tell us about that. What's that connection?
Well, you know, the biggest thing was I had two really great aunts and an uncle, my grandmother's brother and sisters, who were musicians. And it was nothing for, you know, all of my uncle, who is my grandmother's son, my mother's brother, is also a musician. So it was always, you know, during the holidays, people would get together or doing whatever family gathering, and there would always be music, and it was pretty powerful. And so, you know, I was a part of that, and I loved it. I loved the celebration and the music.
Well, I think the song I just played opening, It's a Good Day, I think that's a great song. Just kind of gives you a little fire under your step in the morning. So I want to encourage everybody to go out and buy Diane's album or download from iTunes or Amazon, When You Know. Now, talking about family, George Duke is your cousin, and he helped produce the album.
Oh, yeah. My early Blue Note Records, he produced the majority of them. And I remember when I moved to California, you know, he was like, I would do sessions and stuff with him or, you know, with different people. That's how I kind of kept my thing going, was doing session work. And I remember he used to say, I'm going to produce your record. And I was like, okay, but wait till I'm ready, because I didn't want to do it because he was my cousin. But, man, you know, when we finally were able to get together in 87, it was magic, and we made a lot of really great records together.
Well, I had told you a funny story in the beginning. I had, when my daughter was like two or three, I think she was like probably three, I took her to one of your concerts at TLA here in Philadelphia. I used to take that child everywhere, which is good and bad, but she was a good baby, and she sat through your whole entire concert. I mean, your voice is amazing, the talent and skill. You studied classical, and I was reading that you actually weren't initially starting going toward jazz. Talk about that a little bit. You were going in another direction.
My uncle, actually, no, you know, I have an uncle who was a classical bassist for the Colorado Symphony for many years and one of the first black bassists in the San Francisco Symphony. And his name is Charles Burrell. And when he found out that I could sing, he is the one that put me in touch with really great teachers. And my first teachers were classical teachers. So I started studying with them and studied with a wonderful woman, Benny Williams, who's still very much a part of my life. And but the one thing about them is they knew that I was listening to the music of the times and I liked all kind of stuff. So more than anything, they just taught me how to use my voice and how to respect it. And that was something I'll always be thankful for because they didn't know what direction I would go.
Well, a lot of artists I hear, singers, even instrumentalists, for my cousin example, Christian McBride, started off studying classical, and that really is a strong foundation. Do you suggest that for all young artists, whether they're musicians or singers, to get that foundation in there?
Yes, because those are the building tools, you know, to your facility, you know, your and ability to go on from there. But I think absolutely, because, I mean, especially with voice, I mean, you need to understand your instrument and know what it can do, what you want it to do, and how to do it in a manner that best serves you and doesn't hurt you. And so I always tell singers that it's important to study voice so they really understand. Because, you know, ultimately you have to define your instrument, you know, just like any other person, and you have to define your sound and how you go about doing that. You want to do it in a way that it'll last for years to come.
Yes. Well, let me, talking about your instrument, I'm going to play one of the title tracks from your album, When You Know. Let me just mention again, please pick up her album. Her website is DianeReeves.com. You can see where she's going, where she's been, all her different albums. This is the title track, When You Know. Wow, wow, just beautiful. How do you know? Tell us, how do you know when you find love? You know, that's one of those elusive questions, like, is that the right person? Is they too tall, too short, smart,
well,
you know, are they creative?
Not, I mean, you know, it's not even just about the person. It's just about, you know, the person is going to be your mate. But when you, I think when you kind of have an atmosphere of love around you, you kind of attract those kinds of things. I believe you attract that. And it could be through family, friends, all kind of things. And when you attract that kind of love, you know, family and friends have friends.
Well, I have a caller on. Let me see if they have a question here. Good morning, caller, 973 area code.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question for Ms. Diane. My question is, how do you do your music, you know, your style? What's your style all about, you know?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay, thank you so much for listening.
All right, Miami, Florida. Well, you know, my foundation is steeped in jazz and improvisation. But I've listened to music and travel all over the world, and those things that really address my spirit become a part of my spirit. and they come become a part of my music. So a lot of times when people come to hear the music, they hear a bit of themselves in it. The things that I speak about in my music are things that are uplifting and life-giving, and I like to tell stories. Stories are very much a part of what I sing, and I just sing about life and what I know and what I hope to know.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Monterey Jazz Festival and working with the young artists there.
Well, it's been a really great experience. Every year they have they bring in an artistic director to be a part of the festival. And this particular year I've been up to Monterey a few times for the camps that go up there, the music camps, and specifically working with vocalists. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the vocalists that I work with, they have their tools and everything in order. But I found that one of the things that sometimes is missing is just that element of being able to create in the moment. Bobby McFerrin calls it spontaneous inventions. And so we worked on a lot of that. We talked a lot about voice. We worked a lot on voice. It, you know, a lot of times you walk into these situations and you have to kind of design on the spot what you're going to deal with based on where the students are. But I have to say that a lot of these students were really, really fine singers, and it was a joy to work with them.
Now, what do you do to prepare before you go on stage? I mean, do you get stage fright still? Do you get nervous at all, or you just pass
that?
Oh, I still
you're get
very
nervous.
Calm and comfortable.
You know,
yeah.
I still get nervous because, I don't know, I just always have, but I always look at having that kind of little anxiety before you go on stage as my friend, because it means that I'm connected with something that is unknown and I don't know what's going to happen, and I like not knowing what's going to happen.
Now, when you talk, I've read a couple articles about working with different musicians. You just like to be relaxed. You're very laid back. You know, how often do you rehearse before a show? Is it like 5-6 times? Are you there 4 hours
oh,
before,
no, you
2 hours
basically,
before?
Basically, you know, they know my whole repertoire. I will rehearse generally like once or twice a year to learn new stuff, or we rehearse during sound check if there's a new song we want to introduce. But the thing that I love about my musicians is all of them could have their own bands. They're extraordinary. You know, they're impeccable musicians. And the thing that happens on stage is they're not my backup band. We're up there, and we're kind of co-creators, or we actually are co-creators, and that's what makes every night different. And I love that part of it because they have different personalities and different approaches, and you know, we just come up with all kind of new stuff every night. So we could rehearse a song one way, but by the end of the tour, it'll be a whole totally different way.
Totally different. Tell me a little bit. We were mentioned before the show started your friendship with Angelique Kidjo and the work she's doing as a UNICEF ambassador.
Oh yeah, Angelique. You know, I think she is lovingly called Mama Africa because she does so many things for people in Africa. She has a foundation called the Batanga Foundation, which is about educating young women in Africa. And I guess people can go on her website and they can read all about it, but she's an extraordinary human being, little bitty thing, but a great ball of fire. Yeah.
Great ball of fire. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to play another one of your songs from your album here, and this is definitely, to me, definitely showing off your jazz skills here. This is Social Call.
Mm-hmm.
Being here with you again has brought such precious memories, awakening many feelings. I feel so alive again. Sitting here talking to you, fade into the night. Feels like we've never, ever been apart. You've always been in my heart. I vividly remember things we used to do and say and laugh and dance and ooh, you were my boo. How we ever parted, I guess life just intervened and we went our separate ways.
So sometimes people try to come back in your life. How do you deal with that? I mean, I'm sure you have tons of fans. People will probably send you flowers and jewelry and all kinds of stuff. How do you deal with people trying to come back?
What do you mean, come backstage or
try to come back? No, come back into your life in terms of love. What advice would you give young women these days? You know, they're in a relationship, it doesn't work out. Do you give the person a second chance, a third chance? I mean, how many chances do you give a person?
Yeah, I really can't say, you know, because it really depends on the situation. But I would say to all the young women that it's important to know your self-worth. You know what you're worthy of and know, you know, what you're worth. I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about spiritually, intellectually. Know that you are the balance of this world. There's male and female in this world, and there needs to be a balance, and you are part of the balance. And so I would tell, you know, young women specifically, to know how they want to be treated, and when treatment is not there, don't allow themselves to entertain that.
Definitely. I think that's really important. I do speak about that on many of my podcasts. I've had shows about marriage and developing mm-hmm. positive relationships, and I think it starts with yourself first, loving all aspects of yourself and understanding that you're only human, so you have good and bad, and that it's evolution. It's always growing and changing.
It's a journey.
What you might have,
absolutely.
It's a journey. Yeah, you know, what you liked yesterday, you may not like today. What you did yesterday, you may not do today or in the future. And
but
be accepting of that.
You have to respect yourself, and you have to be able to be open to change, you know, because sometimes all roads will lead back to you, and maybe you're the culprit, you know, and you need to. But the thing is, you have to, you know, just be open, and more than anything, God gives blessings every day, but unless you're conscious of those things, you'll never receive them. So I always say to people, you know, search for beauty, light, and love. Search for those things every day.
Wow. Definitely. Now, you did an album, A Little Moonlight, and tell me just when I say Sarah Vaughan, what do you think about? What feelings come to mind?
Oh, just impeccable. She, you know, when I first started singing, my uncle, the same uncle that gave me teachers, gave me albums of instrumentalist singers, and I remember when I first heard her, I loved her because she could do she had so many colors in her voice, and she could do so many things, and it was a glimpse into having, you know, awareness and, you know, power over those things. I didn't
mm-hmm.
know you could, you know, and so I would listen to her, and I always liked the kind of harmonies that, you know, people would write for her, these really rich, beautiful harmonies that she would sing through and bring out notes within the chords that you wouldn't ordinarily sing. And I loved all of that. I thought, wow, you know, you can do all of that kind of stuff. So I set about looking for that for myself.
Well, I think you've definitely found it. I mean, you sing things that I wouldn't normally think to hear in a song, and your range is amazing. Your strength of your voice is amazing, just so crystal clear. I mean, like I said, I've seen you live, and it's just a beautiful instrument that you have, Diane, definitely.
Thank you.
Also, you're welcome. And you worked on a movie with George Clooney. How was that being on screen?
Oh, that was excellent. You know, his aunt was Rosemary Clooney, and he understood, you know, from hanging out with her, because he did a lot, the power of live music. And I think in all the films where he's featured music, the music has been live. And it was a joy because I didn't have to lip sync. He said, no, you're going to deliver your lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we're losing you a little bit. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Are you stepping?
Okay. No, I'm right here.
Okay.
He said, we are going to deliver your lines like the actors. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. So we went in there and we did the different takes. And he selected all the music for the film, which was really appropriate for the storytelling of the film. And I just was able to interpret them in my way.
Well, you did a great job. One of the songs you sang on there was Straighten Up and Fly Right, you know, and I've Got My Eye on You. And
You know, the coolest thing about doing all of that music was that you had to sing it with respect to the time, you know, how they were singing it in the 50s and, you know, late 40s and 50s. And so that was exciting, you know, because they weren't doing any kind of, like, 2010 gospel runs or anything. You know, they weren't doing any, you know, just, you know, they were singing
pretty clean,
way.
Pretty clean and straightforward.
And a certain way over certain kinds of harmonies. and addressing them in a certain way. And so I really loved, you know, going back and putting on that dress and being that way.
Yeah, you kind of went back. Do you think you're going to do another movie in the future for us, or that was
the hey, I keep putting it out there. I hope so. I loved it. So
okay, anybody listening?
To.
Come on now,
yes.
Diane Reeves, hook a sister
in
up.
The universe.
Let me play another one of your songs. This is a classic for Minnie Riperton, "Loving You."
No one else can make me.
Wow, I love that song. I mean, it's just like you want to be outside in the park, maybe at a barbecue, I don't know, on the beach.
Look, I was around when that song first came out, and let me tell you, that's exactly how you felt. You put it on you, and I don't know if anybody, well, I'm sure there are people out there that know the album cover with her with the ice cream cone and it dripping down her hands. It was just, woo, you know. And I think she had on some, some overalls or something like that. But I love Minnie Riperton because, you know, while, you know, there are a lot of songs, the first time I ever heard Minnie Riperton was with Charles Stepney in this on this album called Come to My Garden. And one thing that I found about her, while her song was a really big pop success, she was really someone who was daring musically because she sang all kind of things. And sometimes I go back and I listen to a lot of the things that she did and the way that she approached the music. She was just really a really deep artist and, you know, was far-reaching, you know. And then when I found out about Loving You was really a lullaby to her daughter. I didn't even know that.
Wow, I didn't know that either. That's what? See, you never know.
Yeah,
like,
and you know, you look at her on YouTube singing it, she calls out her daughter's name in it, you know, like go to sleep, you know. So it was a lullaby.
Wow. I know, I'm a mom, I have a daughter, and definitely I've had to sing to her. I remember when she was little, she probably hated me for saying this, but she cried, you know, just like babies do. And, you know, you have to rock and you feed them. And then you just start singing to them. You don't know what else to do, you know, because they can't tell you, oh, you know, I need to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Or I need to do this. So you try to make up. But definitely I think that's part of a repertoire of a mom, just trying to lullaby to their baby, you know. So now who do you think you want to work with next? I mean, you've done Latin music,
so
you've done jazz,
open.
Blues.
I'm very, very open, you know, because I found that a while ago when I, you know, I just found that it's really important to just stay open. And interestingly enough, like last year, I did this tour that was so much fun, and it was actually with Angelique Kidjo, Liz Wright, and Nina Simone's daughter, Simone. And it was all the music.
I saw one of those videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the music of Nina Simone, and it was so powerful. And, you know, four women, you know, paying tribute to one great one, and but at the same time doing our own individual things and just loving each other, you know. It was just a really empowering situation. So, you know, I'm just open, you know. See what happens.
Now, who do you? How was it working with Harry Belafonte? I mean, he's an icon in film.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago at the beginning
of
my career. I worked with him for 3 years, and it was great because, you know, Harry wants excellence, you know, and that was really great. And I had come out of like a really strong jazz tradition, and now we were getting ready to sing basically folk songs. And at first I was kind of a snob because I was like. I was kind of a snob because I thought, wow, these harmonies aren't that, you know, wonderful. They're like, you know, just really simple. But then I started listening to the words and the rhythms, and I was like, this is some powerful, and it really changed my life. It really made me sing and look at music in a totally different way, and also be more broad in my selection.
Mm. One of the people from the chat room is saying they would love to, for you to work with Angela Johnson or Kanye Doc. Are you familiar with those two names?
No.
No? Well, okay. Well, Ernest in the chat room, I'm going to give him a shout-out. Please reach out to Diane. You can email her. Go to her website. Again, please
or
pick
Twitter
up her album. Twitter. She's on Twitter. Also, I'm giving away two of your CDs. Let me know. Let me see. I'm going to come up with where was Diane born? That's what you got to tell me.
Detroit,
email
Michigan.
Me. Don't. Oh, okay. Well, you can't.
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me.
But you were asking me.
All right. We come up with another one. Let me see. What year did A Little Moonlight come out? Email me that. SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'm giving away a couple of her CDs. When you know, the new CD came out in 2008. Email me what year A Little Moonlight came out, and you can be a winner of one of her CDs. And I just want to appreciate everybody in the chat room, Ernest, For Justice Now. There's a couple different guests, MV Spoon, Donica, Chris. I see all you out there. Please, thank you so much. And check out Diane's website. You're going to be in Monterey coming up on the 18th in September?
Yes, it's 3 days. Go on the website because there's a lot of really great people. As a matter of fact, Angelique is going to be on that show too. And Christian will be there. And,
okay, well, everybody
yeah, it's a lot out. Of different people. It's a festival that's, I think it's over 50 years old. And
wow.
It's been there, and it's great. So I'll be there for 3 days.
You'll be there. Let me just play one of the other songs. We're going to leave with the Today Is a Good Day song. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today and just continue your beautiful work.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to pick up her album When You Know. But if you want a free copy, you can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. And check her out at the Monterey Jazz Festival September 18th. But you can go to her website to see all the other upcoming dates. She's going to be going to a lot of different places. How do you stay centered traveling so much? I mean, how do you not lose your voice?
You know, I have a great band, and they're like an extended family. And we break bread together every evening. And I have great people that work with me, and they just make it as easy as possible. So it's really nice.
I got one more question, a caller here. Let me see if I can get them in real quick.
Okay.
Good morning. You're calling from 215 area code real quick.
Hi, Joy. This is Hugh from Coven House.
Oh, hi. Okay, Hugh. You're going to be coming up shortly. Diane, I'm doing a show after you about human trafficking. So, Hugh, hold on a second, okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, well, Diane, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful Saturday and just much continued success in your future endeavors, okay?
Thank you. God bless you, Joy. Take care and have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right, everybody, please check out DianeReeves.com. Please pick up her new album, When You Know. If you want a free copy of the album, you can email me. What year did A Little Moonlight come out? That's an album Diane did showing her love for Sarah Vaughan. So please email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com, what year A Little Moonlight came out. You can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JoyKeys, or you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. Please check that out. I want to let everybody know we're close to almost 25,000 downloads of the podcast, and I really appreciate all your support and all your blessings and all the comments. Don't forget to mark the show as a favorite. You can mark the show as a favorite just to let people know how much love you have for it. And also email me any suggestions, comments, concerns, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You have a wonderful Saturday, and if you want to stay tuned, I'm going to be doing a show with three wonderful guests about human trafficking, yes, national and international. This is still going on today in America and around the globe. Have a wonderful Saturday.